the highest priced neighborhood in Roswell. And, I mean, you know, everybody knew who the kids with the big houses were. I mean, my house was great. I had a fine house. I went to their houses, and I was just amazed. I never wanted that. You know, I never really wanted that kind of lifestyle. I mean, because those kids were, a lot of them were given things, and they never really appreciated them. You know, I bought my first car. It was a 1990 Ford Thunderbird. Cost me $1,000 cash, and it had transmission trouble. I had to move the windows up and down with my hands. If my hands weren't as strong as they were, my windows wouldn't have gone up and down because they were electric, and eventually they broke, and then I just had to slide them up and down. I could drive down the road and roll up the passenger side window, and that car was like a boat. It was like a land yacht, you know, but it was mine. You know, I paid for it. And I mean, it started out a piece of crap. So I really didn't take, I mean, I cared more about it than the folks that were given, you know, a Land Rover and were just like, you know, I was like, if I had something nice, then I'd really work to take care of it. I love my car because I paid for it myself. You know, I earned it. You know, it wasn't given to me like those folks were. I mean, it wasn't ever a big deal, but I mean, there's a lot of social structure going on there, and I liked where I was. I knew where we were in the community. I knew that, you know, just because I didn't have, like, you know, a brand new nice car at school didn't mean that, you know, my family wasn't, you know, doing their job, their civic duty, being important where they thought it was necessary in the community. I mean, because we were involved. We were doing what we should have been doing. It's basically what I thought. And you know, I never wanted for anything, but it just wasn't. We weren't throwing money away.
And even though you moved out of the area near the square, your family, uh-huh. You still felt, you know, that you were part of the core of Roswell.
Oh,
even though you were,
yeah,
living over there next to Alpharetta, and you were on the, uh-huh, wrong side of the border sometime.
Yeah. Well, I worked in my dad's store my whole life. And to get there, I have to drive through the scenic part of historic Roswell. And being there every day, you just can't help but, you know that you're where it's at, baby, when it comes to Roswell. That's where it is, you know? I mean, you're in the middle of it all. And, I mean, we always knew people, go out to go to lunch. Family goes to lunch at the same place pretty much every single day. Southern Skillet, every day. And
what do you have there? Now, you were telling me about your mom's cooking, but you didn't tell me about this Southern Skillet.
Oh, that's where my father was today when I couldn't get in touch with him. The Southern Skillet is a very... It's a real integral part of Roswell. It's when you go into Southern Skillet, there's a table in the back right corner. It's the only like big table in the place. Every other table's kind of small. This is a big one. And above the table it says, cows may come and go, but the bull in this spot goes on forever. And that is the place where my family goes, and Dad and Granny and Pop, they eat lunch there every day pretty much. And go in there, and Maurice Hilliard, the judge, comes in and sits down, and you know, the councilman or whatever his name is, some guy that yelled at me sometime when I wrecked my car, his name was Bob.